National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Bureaucracy and politicization in the delivery of public services irks NGO. Mbabala Member of Parliament Joseph Musanje urges communities to approach the monitoring of Constituency Development Fund CDF projects with a clear understanding. In international news, Ghana police bust cybercrime ring, 57 Nigerians rescued. And in sports, Power Dynamos aim to gift Zambia independence win with Vipers showdown.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The People's Action for Accountability and Good Governance, PAAGG, has expressed concern over the growing levels of bureaucracy and politicization in the delivery of public services, saying this has slowed down development and undermined citizens' rights. PAAGG Executive Director Kazike Sakala said it was unfortunate that public service delivery in the country has declined compared to the past when government viewed service provision as a fundamental leadership responsibility. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show this morning as Zambia marks its 61st independence anniversary, Mr. Sakala said the current system has become burdened with excessive red tape, resulting in delayed or unequal access to essential services. Mr. Sakala emphasized that public services are closely linked to human rights, stressing that it is the government's obligation to ensure all citizens, regardless of their background, have access to quality public services. Mr. Sakala's remarks came as the nation celebrates 61 years of independence under the theme 61 Years of Peace and Unity, Building a Resilient and Prosperous Zambia. As Zambia marks its 61st independence anniversary, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has expressed concern over the continued harassment and intimidation of journalists, describing such actions as a serious threat to democracy and citizens' right to information. MISA Zambia said true independence goes beyond the end of colonial rule, emphasizing that it must include the freedom of journalists to report without fear and the public's right to receive information freely. The media advocacy group noted that press freedom and freedom of expression are vital pillars of democracy, serving as catalysts for the enjoyment of other liberties. It stressed that a free and vibrant media plays a crucial watchdog role promoting transparency and accountability in the management of national resources, key elements in building a resilient and prosperous Zambia. The statement was issued as the nation celebrates its 61st independence anniversary under the theme 61 Years of Peace and Unity, Building a resilient and prosperous Zambia. Misa Zambia urged all stakeholders, including government and civil society, to reaffirm their commitment to protecting journalists and supporting programs that strengthen the media's role ahead of the 2026 general elections. The organization also wished Zambians a happy and peaceful Independence Day, reiterating its dedication to promoting media freedoms and freedom of expression across the country. In international news, police in Ghana rescued 57 Nigerians trafficked to the West African country and arrested 5 people suspected of operating a cybercrime and human trafficking ring, authorities said Thursday, October 23rd. Police raided a building in the suburb of the capital Accra on Wednesday, October 22nd, where the victims between the ages of 18 and 26 were housed and forced to engage in online romance scams. The Criminal Investigations Department said Thursday in a statement, the police retrieved 77 laptops, 38 mobile phones, 2 vehicles, 3 television sets and other internet-enabled devices from the building. The suspects allegedly lured their victims by promising them lucrative jobs and other opportunities in Ghana. Still in international news, on October 23rd in Yopongon, a vibrant district of Abidjan, Henriette Lago, candidate for the Ivorian presidency, met with her supporters for a final rally. Her followers expressed strong hopes for her victory, highlighting her potential to address the needs of disadvantaged people, widows and unemployed youth in the community. Facing the immense challenge of the election, Henriette Lago is focusing her campaign on mobilizing grassroots support in working-class neighborhoods, a strategy that appears to be gaining traction. As the campaign heads into its final days, the president of the GP party hopes to transform this momentum into votes. Lago, a former minister under Laurent Gbagbo, has closed her campaign in Yopongon with a message of hope and reconciliation for Ivorians. She stands determined to become the first woman to serve as president of Cote d'Ivoire. We now take a break and will return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
It's a silver jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Power Dynamo's coach Oswald Mutapa says he is happy with the mental attitude displayed by his players going into today's game against Uganda's Vipers. Mutapa is, however, cautious not to allow the away win over Vipers to cloud his team's mission of going into the group stage. And Mutapa says his team has a clean bill of health except Lawrence Mulenga, who will not be available for selection. Asked if playing this match on Zambia's Independence Day has an impact, Mutapa says it will be good to give Zambians a great gift as the country celebrates its 61st birthday by winning the match. Meanwhile, Vice Team Captain Salulani Piri said the discussion among the players is focused on qualifying to the group stages and help the country reclaim the 2 continental slots that have eluded the country. Salulani has also paid tribute to the coaches on the technical bench, especially goalkeeper coach Martin Mwamba and Linos Makwaza, who have managed to tell the journey of Power Dynamo's continental glory in 1991 when the team made history by winning the country's only Continental Cup. The game kicks off at 15 hours at Levi Mwanawasa Stadium. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the Power FM Lunchtime News. For more upfront and reliable news, be sure to follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, hear the headlines once more. Bureaucracy and politicization in the delivery of public services irks NGO. Babala Member of Parliament Joseph Musanje urges communities to approach the monitoring of Constituency Development Fund CDF projects with a clear understanding. In international news, Ghana police bust cybercrime ring, 57 Nigerians rescued. And in sports, Power Dynamos aim to give Zambia independence win with Vipers showdown. This has been your Power FM Lunchtime News. Thank you for joining us and do have a lovely afternoon.
The Power FM Lunchtime News was brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745.